Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're taking a victory lap today. It was a good day for Wisconsin yesterday. A great day. I was brought to tears a number of times yesterday afternoon. First, as Senator Booker broke the record for the longest speech in Senate history, decimating the racist Strom Thurmond's abomination that was the record before him. When Strom Thurmond stood to oppose the Civil Rights Act, you will remember this phrase, segregation now, segregation forever. That is what Strom Thurmond said 60-plus years ago in opposition when he filibustered the Civil Rights Act on the Senate floor. What a disgrace to the Senate in this country. Completely obliterated, eclipsed, not just in time, but in content, meaning, import, and meeting the moment in an incredible way with Senator Booker's address brought me to tears as he blasted through that record, as well as when the election results were announced less than an hour after polls closed in Wisconsin. So proud of each and every one of us for doing what is right, to turning back our billionaire overlords and saying, we're going to do what's right here in Wisconsin. Bravo to Wisconsin. In addition, the Brewers finally chalking up a win, thank goodness, yesterday, beating, it's the Royals yesterday, 5-0, the Bucks winning too. It was just a series of good news for Wisconsin. Join our conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Wanted to give some love to Dale from Wausau. Other texters and callers we've got on the line. Sherry from Horicon, hello. Elon Musk also tweeting today, I guess Xing today, whatever it's called, said, quote, I expected to lose, but there is value to losing a piece for positional gain. The Musky version of maybe you lose a battle but win the war. Whatever, dude. That's 26 mil. You won't get back. Cha-ching! We'll take it. Let's go to Kurt from Madison on the phone lines. Kurt, hello. Happy Victory Day, my friend. What do you have to say?
Oh, yeah. It was exciting. Very exciting. You know, I watched her debate twice. I recorded it and then watched it again. And by the time I finished watching it the second time, I was convinced that she had this, because she commanded control of that entire debate, asserted herself. And I was so happy to see how, when he said something that was, you know,
nonsense, yeah,
that she immediately went after him. And I want to see that from a lot of other Democrats, because that's how you do it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I felt the same way about Brittany Kinzer and Jill Underly. Listen, I have seen Brad Schimmel, lawyer. I have seen him as a judge. I've been in meetings with the guy in my prior role. This dude ain't a Mensa member. Just forget all of the politics. I always want like the most skilled person for these jobs. Especially back when the nonpartisan elections actually were nonpartisan. That wasn't Brad Schimmel under any even like handicapped assessment of his skills as a jurist or a lawyer. The guy can't read basic state statutes correctly. When I would hear Jill Underly get interviewed and I would hear Brittany Kinzer get interviewed, by the way, I asked her a number of times to come on this fine program and do an interview. No such luck. Might it be because I would have given her a hard time? I don't know. You decide. But here's the reality. When you listen to Jill Underly and you listen to Brittany Kinzer talk, Brittany Kinzer sounded like fluff. Like she didn't really have an idea. That's not what Jill Underly sounded like. That was a learned professional, maybe not the most compelling person, but this was someone who knew her stuff and had a viewpoint that she could clearly articulate. Competency has to matter. We're seeing the cruelty of incompetence all across federal government. Incompetence is cruel, and Wisconsinites, Americans always deserve better than that. Cam from Appleton, you're up next. What do you have to say, my friend?
Welcome back, Maggie. Last night I watched the Cory Booker bit, and I'm glad to hear that you even had teared up a bit too, because I'm a pretty sensitive guy. I teared up, and then I teared up again, realizing, oh crap, he hasn't even been able to eat. He hasn't been able to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then second, we can't lose targeting on him because he is slinking away right now.
Yes.
And Trump is feigning separation from him. They put hard drives that they took from their own, they purchased themselves that were not government approved, and slotted them into our systems and pulled data, and we don't know where that is.
Yep. We got to keep the target straight on Elon. Of course, Donald Trump trying to pivot, put some faux distance between him and his billionaire puppeteer. All that's garbage. We need to hold Elon Musk and Donald Trump accountable. Without Donald Trump being a hapless, do-nothing chaos agent who hires incompetent people that have no business running cabinet-level agencies, absent that, we don't have the Elon Musk problem. Absent Buckley v. Vallejo and Citizens United, we don't have the Elon problem. It's high time we stand up and say we want competence back in government, and we will vote for those who demonstrate competence, not those who engage in performative cruelty, who end up hurting and killing our neighbors, friends, and citizens of the world. It is our moral moment. It ain't about right and left. It is about right and wrong. We're going to take care of a little bit of business. And then I'm going to be joined by three incredible Democratic female leaders from red counties. You've heard from them before. I can't wait to celebrate V-Day with these three fine females. After the top of the hour, you've got news, weather, and sports. And then I'll be back with these great friends here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic.